Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 6-packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $2.99 each. Then get flavorful large avocados for 99 cents each, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to Sean Mulroney's Obesity Revolution. We're adding fact to fat. You can follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
You know, lymphedema is one of the biggest problems that is unheard of and has gone under the radar for years and years of people and still don't understand it. Even today, it's a global pandemic. It's not just in the United States. It's all over the world, the UK, Ireland. Think of the country, it's there. And it goes untreated, and often people misdiagnose it and say, hey, you're just fat, you're just obese, deal with it. And man, it's got to stop. And today we're going to tackle lymphedema and what we can do to combat it, because I wish I would have known this years ago. If I knew then what I know now, I think I could have saved a lot of heartache, because I thought, man, I'm just gaining weight. Although I did, not that it's an excuse, it's an explanation, like I say to everybody. But I'm glad you're tuned in to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Mulroney.
Brandon Glore here.
And Brandon, listen to me. We had this story on Fox 2 just the other day, and we got some pretty good coverage.
Yeah.
Mandy Murphy came here, followed us. Brandon, myself, the tour core, and Steve Aker. He was mad about that because she called him Steve Eaker. And I said, that's what it sounds like. But, I mean, he had me boohoo. And what do you think about that segment?
I thought it was really neat to see. You know, I'm so focused on day by day that sometimes I don't step away and look at the big picture of how far we've come. And yes, to realize when she was flashing back to the original story. And then, you know, the tour core, the 10, 12 people I see every day, I see every day and we go to work.
Yes.
I don't see where we came from, and that at one point in time we weren't even a group or a family, you know. So now to have everybody here and the success that we've had and that we will continue to have, it was nice to reflect it.
It was, and over 600 pounds lost with the group. I mean, and a lot of battles, a lot of uphills, a lot of downhills, you know, and it's just amazing. And I think, you know, Jess even said, she said that story, she was over there crying whenever she was seeing Steve, especially how he was just, you know, he was going to die in his chair. He said, I accepted that.
Yeah.
And then he reached out, and now he's working out down 116 pounds.
Yeah.
And come on, there's a cause. I mean,
absolutely,
the cause is bigger than us, pun intended. I mean, it's not bigger than you, it's bigger than me. And we're just, you know, striving to help people all over the, you know, talking about lymphedema, but obesity. I mean, both of these things are two things that people just often push to the curb.
Yeah.
And I think Mandy really took my heart and displayed it to the world and what we're doing. And I was very impressed with that. If you don't ask me, you know, I loved it. I mean,
she did a great job.
And shout out to you, Brandon, for doing what you're doing and how you changed your passion, and which was awesome, because your passion went from training and conditioning athletes to training and conditioning fat people. I mean,
that's right.
People don't like that word fat, but hey, it's PHAT, you know, and pretty hot and tempting, but I'm just glad that.
Well, and we talked about this earlier. I want to reflect on that. I did intend on working with high level athletes. That's what my degree is in. And then, you know, we make the comment like, oh, now I'm working with the morbidly obese, who are just as much athletes as anybody else. Because let me tell you, to get to the gym to do the workouts that we do with an additional 400-500 pounds on your back, you're an athlete.
Wow.
So don't think that athlete's not in there. I'm just working with a different kind of athlete now.
That's why I love you, man. You always bring that good nuggets out, you know, that valuable content. And you never look at that, but that's cool that you see, you have that vision for us.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't see it. Just like whenever I first started out, you went up my hill, and you know, my hill is super big. You're like, you filmed it. You're like, I'm going to see Sean. You see this hill? You drove up it. Sean's going to walk up his hill eventually.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to get there. I am. I'm going through. I'm ready. I'm so excited about this. And, you know, sleep's important, right?
Right.
I mean, you got to have sleep. Your bed, I think, is the biggest investment. We've talked about that, mm-hmm. right? Well, the other day we were talking about, me and my wife, Jess, is talking about getting another bed because mm-hmm. my bed, I hurt every day I get up out of it. So my mother-in-law said to Jess, she goes, "You're not thinking about getting a memory foam bed, are you?" And she's like, "Well, why?" She goes, "Well," and she's super cool. She's as skinny as a bean, you know? Mm-hmm. And she says, "Well, I had a hard time getting out of this memory foam bed." And she goes, "I don't think Sean's going to be able to get out of this memory foam bed." There were some other people in there. And I said, "Well, guess what? Don't worry about that memory foam bed. If I lay on that memory foam bed, I'm going to give it Alzheimer's because it will never want to remember that I was on that bed." So I thought that was pretty funny, if you don't ask me, that I give it Alzheimer's or what, dementia. So I just wanted to throw that in there. And no, we're not getting a memory foam bed. So I don't want somebody to come and dig me out. But let's get into the show, Brandon. We got a great guest. His name is Melvin Osborne. We're talking about, you know, lymphedema, and I don't want to take away that thunder from him. But Melvin Osborne, welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm having a great day.
Do you love me?
Yes.
A big of the bunch?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, all right, Melvin. Well,
no, I have a little thing that I tell people.
What's that? And,
it's kind of a little joke. I tell them, I was able to get up this morning, take a little nourishment, and grab about the day. So it's a great day.
And you know what? You get all those things because, Melvin, tell our audience, how old are you?
I'm 83.
Years young.
Wow. 83 years. And he doesn't look a day over 82. You don't even look like you're in your 60s. Am I correct on that, Brandon? You look, you know, better than me, if I don't say so yourself.
You're going to get there.
You mean I'm going to get to 83?
Yeah, I'm
going to make it. Well, Melvin, this is very important, and I know lymphedema has affected you, and you're 83 years old, and you can go all the way back to whenever you were 7, 8 years old, and you got kicked by a horse.
That is correct.
And burned in your legs?
Yes.
Give us a little bit of story.
Okay, I'm going to go back to basically the beginning of time. 7, 8 years old, got kicked by a horse.
Did you kick it back?
I would love to. No, but what had happened, I didn't realize it at that time. Of course, that's when doctors made house calls. The doctor come to the house and treated me. And I was quite ill with it, you know, because of the infection. I didn't know, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm going to do a fast forward to the 1960s, early 60s.
Wow.
I was cutting up an old car back then when they made frames under my net, and I was close to the gas tank, and the gas tank blew up on me. It burnt both of my legs. My left leg, it burnt more severe. I was hospitalized for 4 or 5 days. But anyway, what happened, and this is just me thinking this, that the nurse was trying to take the bandage off real gentle. The doctor says, "No, that is not the way you do this." Rip. I mean, he just ripped it off of me. And it seemed like after that, that's when I started developing infection in my left leg. Hmm. That went on for many years like that, off and on with this. And on the different times with this, I've been from Minnesota to Alabama and many different hospitals with infection with this.
How many infections?
I have no idea.
Really?
I have no idea. I just know I've had a lot of them.
And that's from the lymphedema?
Yes.
And the cellulitis is what you're talking about?
Yes, that is correct.
Which I've battled with. 19 infections since 2000 and 13 hospitalizations and almost died twice because of it. Sepsis and also allergic reaction to an antibiotic. So when did you get diagnosed?
2006.
So you went from way back to where you got kicked by a horse, burned in the legs, to the 1960s and all the way through the 70s and 80s, and then didn't get diagnosed till 2006?
That is correct.
What did you think was going on?
Well, actually, what I really done, I went to a doctor looking for help. He showed me some pictures that some of the surgeries that they'd done at that time. He said, "You don't want to do this." So I lived with it. Mm-hmm. And then prior to about 2006, I went to a chiropractor asking for help on that. He said, "Lymphedema." That's the first time I ever heard of it. At that time, he said, "I'll do a little research for you on the computer, find you a therapist." From what little I know about it, I'm not sure, but at that time, there was only 3 certified lymphedema therapists in the St. Louis area that I know of.
What year was that?
2006.
Only 3?
That I know of.
Wow.
Then I started in my therapy, and of course, I got great results with this. But I didn't follow through what she taught me.
You didn't from 2006?
No.
And you didn't follow through, so what happened?
I started going back again. What was happening? You know, I'm starting to get huge again. Went to another therapist, and that still didn't follow through. But at that time, she was talking about a support group meeting. I thought, I'll go see what it's all about. And I might have went, I don't know how long I went to this support group meeting, but I went several times. Got invited to a class that they were teaching for to become certified lymphedema therapist as doing a demo. Unbeknownst to me, I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, I went, they wrapped one of my legs. I still didn't really understand what was happening. But in 2012, I made up my mind I had to do something. But at that time, I'd met that therapist who was teaching this class there. And I started in July of 2012 on my therapy. And with that, she told me, she said, I think I can get you back in your boots.
Hmm. What boots? What are you talking about?
My Western cowboy boots.
Your cowboy boots?
Oh, yes.
That you have on right now?
I have on right now.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because these boots were made for walking.
Yes, they were made for walking. I'll guarantee they were.
And that's just what they'll do. One of these days, these boots are going to walk all right over you. Okay, right. Anyways.
I got back in my boots, and while I was going through the therapy, I'd weighed myself prior to that. I said, I want to weigh myself. At the end of 12 weeks of therapy, 5 days a week, I lost 52 pounds.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Which is fluid, correct?
A lot of it is your, well, I'm going to say protein.
Right.
I'm going back to what it's supposed to be as protein. But while I was doing this, after about 2 weeks of going to my therapy, the therapist said, okay, you need to start exercising. So that's what I did. To me, it's very important to go exercise every day. Every day that you can, 5 days a week, is when I normally exercise. I try to exercise. But also, what I do...
But could you prior to that?
No.
Because why couldn't you? The pain?
My legs were too huge. It was hard for me to get around. Hard to go up steps, hard to go down steps on that. Very hard.
Did you feel like taking that step feels like you're taking all the weight of the world on? Because you have it in both legs.
Yes.
Not just one.
No, both legs.
And that's how it felt.
Yes. See, I'm going to go back to, you know, you're talking about the obese people on that. People who have lymphedema. I had to have my trousers special made way back when it was bell bottoms at one time. And people look at you like, oh, what are you doing? Starting a new fad? You know what I'm saying? But believe it or not, lymphedema, I don't care how young you are or how old you are, or if it's female or male, it will change your life forever. It will change your life forever in that. And the only thing that I can say with this, make up your mind that you're going to learn to live with it and make peace with yourself. Otherwise, it's not going to happen. You're going to get up some morning in that and say, I don't want to put these compression garments on. I don't want to do this. But you know, if you don't get up and do something for yourself and do that, you're not going to happen. You're going right back to where you were, and I don't plan on doing that if I can help it.
That's right. Melvin, besides the infections and stuff like that, were there some signs that were just weren't adding up to get you to realize something was wrong?
Yes, because my legs got huge. My legs were getting bigger and bigger.
So when did you really first, what was the first real sign to let you know that something was not right?
Yeah.
Socks didn't fit. Shoes didn't
fit properly, couldn't walk properly.
Wow.
And like I said, went to the chiropractor looking for help.
Right.
I know I needed help. And that's when in 2006, he put me in touch with a therapist. That's what basically got me started. But like I've said before, I didn't pay attention to that therapist, which he taught me. It took me only 6 years to figure it out.
So Sean, when did you start realizing something was going on with your lymphatic system?
Well, in 2000, I got an infection. I was down in Louisiana speaking to a group of teenagers, big teen conference. And I got really sick because being in Louisiana, I thought I got bit by a spider. I was normal. I was in the upper, 300s at that time. I was a functional obese person, which most people are. And I thought, man, I felt the leg, it was hot to the touch. It was red. It was fire. I mean, it was just really bad. And so I remember feeling flu-y and sick. And I kept on taking like Theraflu because to get my fever, because I had to speak like 3 or 4 times. And I'd get up there and I would be sweating these cold sweats. And so anyways, there was a nurse on board at the place. And the host said, hey, will you check out his leg? He thinks he got bit by a spider. And she goes, she looked at it, she goes, no, that's cellulitis. And I'd never heard of cellulitis. I never knew what cellulitis was. And she says, well, I'm going to book you an appointment. I work at a doctor's office. I'm going to let my doctor check us out just to confirm it. Went the next day. He says, yep. He says, you have cellulitis. I didn't think, put me on antibiotics, and on you went. So I took my first round of antibiotics, flew home. You know, I was able to fly, you know, everything, do that, mobile, walk through the airports. I remember coming home, take the antibiotics. And then from 2000 to 2004, I kept on getting flare-ups. You know what I'm talking about, Melvin?
I know exactly where you're coming from.
I kept on getting these flare-ups, and every time I'd get sick, and I'd get on antibiotics. My doctor looked at it, well, yeah, okay. And then each time I'd get the infection, guess what? It would swell up, and then it wouldn't go down all the way. It kept on swelling up, and then it would go down a little bit. Then it kept swelling up, and then before long, in 2004, I was walking, and all of a sudden, my whole leg was oozing. Melvin, you know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Jess had to wrap my leg with baby diapers to keep the fluids and then wrap me with towels. And then what would happen was she would put the towels down and I didn't know anything and it kept on getting bigger and my abdomen kept on getting bigger because the fluid was, and I did not know this then, was going and pulling from there and didn't have anywhere to go except into my abdomen. And from 2000 to 2004, I gained over 300 pounds from there. And not that I didn't eat bad. I did. I ate fried foods. I drank soda. I did. But I didn't. I ate like anybody else did. But I had this on top of it. And she would do 5 loads of towels a day. Because as soon as I would sit down, it would soak the whole thing, not being gross or unkind. But anyways, I would get this, and it kept on building and building and building. Before long, I was on an antibiotic, Cipro. I was on this, and all of a sudden, my leg started turning black. You know, not healing. And Jess was looking at it. It was like you could see the blood vessels, and it was all water. It looked like an octopus. That's what my leg looked like, the best I can understand. The ooze was coming the whole part of that leg. Wherever that mass was, that's where all the ooze was. That big mass that got to be as big as a bowling ball or a basketball, that would just seep. Fluid just constantly going. And I couldn't walk. And then all of a sudden, I started getting blisters all over my body, 90% of my body. And as I would walk, I felt like the Toxic Avenger. I would walk and a blister would burst. She called somebody that was a nurse and said, she goes, you need to take him to the doctor ASAP. And so I got there, I had it, my mouth, my throat was hurting, like I had a sore throat. And I went to the doctor, I took my dose of antibiotics like I should have. Went to the doctor, my doctor said, no, I'm sending you to the emergency room. I went to the emergency room, my foot was swollen, like I couldn't put my shoes on. I had to walk barefoot. And I'm walking, my leg seeping, and it was embarrassing too because my whole pant leg was soaked. It looked like I just peed myself is how bad it was. And so I went to the emergency room. They admitted me ASAP, do not pass go. They got me into a room. And when I got into the room, the infectious disease doctor came in, Dr. Nalore, who he saved my life. He came in, this leg, I mean, I couldn't even get up on the hospital bed. I had to sit there. Anyways, long story short, here's what happened. I get there, they start putting IVs into me and everything, and he looked at my throat. That's the first thing he asked, like, why would he look at my throat? He said, stop, everybody stop what you're doing, stop what you're doing. They stopped, they said, turn off everything, take the IVs out. And he goes, when did you take your last dose of antibiotics? I said, about 2 hours before I came here. And he says, it went to your mucous membrane. He said, one more dose, he said, you wouldn't be here. So what I had was I had Steven Johnson syndrome. And that's a severe allergic reaction to antibiotics. And that's where I had the blisters and it went into my mucous membrane and almost killed me. So that's when I got on the bed. I didn't weigh myself from 1998 when I got married to 2004. And when she put me on that bed and pushed a button, it was 567. And I was like, I can't believe it. Still didn't stop. Didn't understand. And then all of a sudden ballooned up to 687. And the rest is where I'm at now. So I went to a vascular surgeon, Melvin. A vascular doctor. I go there and I told Jess, I said to her, Jess, whenever he sees my leg, he's going to freak. And she goes, Sean, they've seen everything. You're not just the freak-a-leak that's going to be defying the odds. I said, okay. I go in there. He said, "Hey, what's going on?" I said, "My leg." I said, "I'm looking at getting this removed, you know." He said, "What is that?" I said, "I told you." And he's like, "I haven't seen nothing like that at all." A vascular doctor. And you know what he said to me? He said, "I can't help you." Hmm. So every doctor that I went to never told me about it until my last infection. I was going to get my antibiotics at St. Anthony's and had to go in there and get some supplies from Medical West. And when I went in there, Jess went into there because I couldn't walk. My leg was swollen. I could barely get into the car. And here's what happened. And in Medical West, there's a woman named Chris. You know who Chris is? She knows you. Everybody knows Melvin. Yeah, okay. Everybody does. My therapist, everybody's like, we know Melvin. As Melvin's been all over the place. She goes in there. She goes, "Your husband has lymphedema. And, you know, he can get lymphatic therapy." She goes, "What?" She goes, "Wait a minute." So she wrote that down. That's the first time we ever heard about lymphedema. And it was that journey for all the way up until 2005 when I went to my first lymphatic appointment. And they didn't even know enough that they know now. Back then in 2005 and 2006, they still weren't.
No, they
didn't know about it. Right, Melvin?
That is correct. I have a little story to add to that.
Go ahead.
This is a doctor. She's a pediatrician. She has a daughter at that time. Was a cross-country runner. So she took and actually she developed cellulitis. She had no idea what to do for her. No idea. It took her 6 months to find out what her daughter had. So being a doctor, you think she would know, but she had no idea.
Well, you know, now, Melvin, we have what we know in 2019 and a lot of information. This was a great podcast. This can change people's lives because you don't know what you don't know.
That is correct.
What's your input, Brandon, on this man, Melvin, life changer?
I'm just sitting over here being a student right now. With the conversation we had leading into the podcast, we had to put everything on hold because stuff was getting pretty good so we could make sure we get it on the podcast here because it's what Melvin was talking about and me starting to work with clients with lymphatic issues and stuff. He brought up a lot of good points, so I'm just sitting back and learning on this one.
Brandon, here's the thing. People that have lymphedema and obesity, the health and fitness industry is not trained on either of them, mm-hmm. and the medical industry is not trained on either of them either. But the thing is that what people don't understand, which I'm trying to let other people with this episode, is I got two battles. I'm fighting my lymphedema, and I'm fighting obesity. And if I don't get my lymphedema in check, I'm going to keep battling obesity because my fluid is protecting my fat.
Oh, yes.
Well, there's too much information. Let's just wrap this one up
okay. And
have another one. How about it?
That's up to you.
Well, good. We'll do it. Well, this is the Obesity Revolution podcast. I'm Sean Maroney.
Brandon Glore.
Get healthy
and stay healthy.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey at #TeamSean, #TheObesityRevolution, or go to theobesityrevolution.com.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.